I was listening to a local radio station today, and they always talk about different topics and so forth. And today they were talking about whether or not to give a kid a cell phone. This kid was 15 years old, and there's a big discussion around whether or not the child should be given a cell phone or not. And I have a different take on all of this. I think what they should be talking about is the internet and what access the child should have to the internet, and also even more importantly, what brand names should be locked down for the child. I run into many businesses, we consult on this all the time, that didn't bother to lock down their brand name on popular services like Twitter and Facebook and FriendFeed and even getting their domain name, the name of their company, .com. They didn't bother to do these things, so now a competitor has the name, or a company that operates by the same name in another country or whatever has locked down the name, and so they've got to either get the wrong name or they've got to change their name, which these things are problematic. So my take on it is, as soon as your child is born, as soon as you're picking a name, make sure you pick a name that, for example, the .com is available. My website is craigship.com. My name is craigship.com. My dad's website address is ralphship.com. His name is Ralph Ship. So these things need to match when you get your Facebook account. My Facebook is facebook.com/craigship. So you want to lock down your brand name. The most important brand name you have is your name. And you want to lock those down on as many of these services as possible so that later when you decide you might want to use them, you've got it done. You've got that name available to you. Now, this is something that's time sensitive. And whether or not you give the child a cell phone or not, I mean, that's you can do that anytime. You can always buy a cell phone. That's not a time sensitive situation. People are setting up Twitter accounts every day by the thousands, and those names, once they're taken, they're pretty much gone. I mean, sure, you can hope that somebody releases a name at some point, but good luck on that one. So I think what's really important with your child is lock down the brand names, and I would also argue that they need to be trained how to use these tools properly. Of course, anything on the internet can be abused. It can also be used. The internet is a fantastic tool for learning, for networking, for having a good time if you use it properly. So I think you do the time-sensitive things first. You lock down those brand names, and then you slowly but surely educate your child how to use these tools to make their life better and more full. Of course, the first step before you can do any of these things as a parent, you need to learn about it yourself. The level of ignorance in this country with regard to the internet is just, to me, is mind-boggling, considering how long the internet's been around. I mean, it's not like in this day and age you can say that the internet is not a factor in our lives. Anyone that's making that argument anymore, I think, is just has their head in the sand. The internet is a huge factor, and so therefore, we should at least learn the basics, and there are many, many parents out there that don't even know the basics. So you need to learn about it a little bit, and then you need to come up with a plan to protect your child's interests when it comes to the internet moving forward, and step one on that is lock down their brand names. So anyway, if you need any help on any of this, as always, go to my website, craigship.com, craigship.com. And I've got lots of information on this, and I've got a contact form on there. If you do have questions, if I don't address them on the website, feel free to contact me, and we'll work with you any way we can. And good luck becoming a power user on the internet.